Understanding the territorial behavior of exotic reptiles. Understanding the territorial behavior of exotic reptiles is key to unlocking their mysteries. Have you ever wondered why these fascinating creatures act the way they do? In this exploration, you will discover what drives their territorial instincts, how they communicate, and why these behaviors are vital for their ecosystems. Get ready to dive into the world of reptile behavior and discover the crucial roles they play in nature. The basics of territorial behavior in exotic reptiles. What is territorial behavior? Territorial behavior refers to the actions that animals take to claim and defend a specific area. For exotic reptiles, this means they will often mark their territory, chase away intruders, and display aggressive behaviors to protect their space. Think of it like a home that they want to keep safe from others. Why do exotic reptiles establish territories? Exotic reptiles establish territories for several reasons. 1. Resource control. They want to secure food, water, and shelter. By having their own space, they can find what they need. 2. Mating opportunities. A defined area can attract potential mates. The larger and healthier the territory, the more appealing it is to others. 3. Safety. A territory can provide a safe haven from predators. By controlling their space, they can better protect themselves. The role of habitat in territorial behavior. The habitat plays a vital role in how reptiles behave territorially. Different environments can impact their territorial actions. Here's how. Habitat type. Forests impact on territorial behavior. Dense vegetation offers hiding spots but can limit visibility. Reptiles may defend smaller areas. Habitat type. Deserts impact on territorial behavior. Open spaces mean larger territories are needed. Reptiles may roam further to find resources. Habitat type. Wetlands impact on territorial behavior. Water sources attract many reptiles, leading to more competition for space. In essence, the habitat shapes how reptiles claim and defend their territories. The more resources available, the more likely they are to establish a defined area. Understanding reptile aggression and communication. How do reptiles show aggression? Reptiles can be quite expressive when it comes to showing aggression. They often use body language, vocal sounds, and even color changes. Here are some common ways they express their feelings. 1. Hissing or growling. This vocalization can signal that a reptile feels threatened. 2. Biting. When all else fails, a reptile might resort to biting to defend itself. 3. Tail whipping. Some reptiles, like certain lizards, may whip their tails as a warning. 4. Posturing. They may puff up their bodies or flatten themselves to appear bigger or more intimidating. Understanding these signs can help you recognize when a reptile is feeling defensive or aggressive. The importance of communication in territorial disputes. Communication is key in the world of reptiles, especially during territorial disputes. When two reptiles meet, they often engage in a series of displays to determine who gets to claim a space. This is crucial because it helps them avoid physical fights, which can be risky. For example, male lizards often perform elaborate dances or displays to show off their strength and attract females. These displays can prevent unnecessary confrontations. Signals and displays in reptile interaction. Reptiles use a variety of signals and displays to communicate. Here's a quick overview to help you understand these signals better. Signal. Color change description. Some reptiles can change colors to show mood. Purpose. To signal aggression or submission. Signal. Head bobbing description. Quick movements of the head can indicate readiness to fight. Purpose. To assert dominance. Signal. Body inflation description. Puffing up their body makes them look larger. Purpose. To intimidate a rival. By paying attention to these signals, you can gain insights into their interactions. This knowledge can help you create a better environment for your reptiles, ensuring they feel safe and secure. The ecological impact of territorial behavior. How territorial behavior affects ecosystems. Territorial behavior is a key player in shaping ecosystems. When animals defend their territory, they control resources like food and shelter. This can lead to a balance in populations. For example, if a group of reptiles claims a specific area, they help keep the number of insects in check, which keeps the food chain healthy. Understanding the nutritional needs of reptiles can further highlight their role in the ecosystem. However, if too many animals compete for the same space, it can lead to stress and conflict. For instance, in crowded areas, reptiles may struggle to find food or mates, reducing their chances of survival. Understanding territorial behavior helps you see how animals interact with their environment and each other. Species interaction and its role in habitat preservation. Species interaction is crucial for habitat preservation. When animals establish territories, they help maintain the health of their environment. Different species often rely on each other. For example, reptiles can help control insect populations, while plants depend on insects for pollination. This interconnectedness is vital for a thriving ecosystem. Here's a simple overview to show how these interactions work. Species, reptiles' role, insect population control impact on habitat, keeps plant life thriving. Species, insects' role, pollinators' impact on habitat, supports plant growth. Species, plants' role, provide shelter/food impact on habitat, supports animal life. When you understand these interactions, you see the importance of preserving habitats. If one species is removed, it can create a domino effect that harms many others. Behavioral ecology and its importance in conservation. Behavioral ecology studies how animals behave in their environments. This field is important for conservation efforts. By understanding the territorial behavior of exotic reptiles, you can learn how to protect species and their habitats. For instance, if you know that a certain reptile needs a specific area to thrive, you can help create or protect that space through informed health checkups. This ensures that the ecosystem remains balanced. Conservation efforts can be more effective when they are based on solid knowledge of animal behavior. In summary, understanding the territorial behavior of exotic reptiles is not just about the animals themselves. It's about the bigger picture of how they fit into their ecosystems. When you take this knowledge into account, you can make a real difference in conservation.